Hi, Michael.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe I'm talking.
Hi, is that Michael?
Hello.
Hi, this is Sammy from Milestone. We finance businesses. You still have Mad Cat?
Yeah, because I've asked you several times and I recognize your voice not to call me. So
it's the first time I'm speaking to you.
It's not. I have a recording of your voice.
You have a recording of my voice?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, it's the first time I'm speaking to you, Michael.
Yeah, we don't have a pre-existing business relationship. I have no relationship with you. This is my personal cell phone.
Yeah, I understand that. So the reason I'm calling you is because you've looked at financing in the past. So that's the reason.
We've never looked for financing.
Well, you must have. It's either that or someone else will use your details.
What's the name of your company?
Milestone Capital.
And where are you incorporated out of?
New York.
And what's your address?
I'm not sure of the address, to be fair.
Well, how do I send a cease and desist letter to your company?
Send a what, sorry?
A cease and desist letter.
A cease and a display, what did you say?
Cease and desist.
Ceased and assist.
It's a legal term. I get my attorney to draft it, and I'm going to ask you guys to pay me $1,500 for violating the FTC. I do not call it. That's where I'm going with this.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't really know too much about that. So, yeah. And I don't actually know the address.
Can you tell me about my name from?
I mean, your name is in front of me because you've looked at financing in the past. That's the reason for the call. So maybe, you know, whoever you...
Where'd your company buy my name from?
I don't know that information, sir.
Well, how do we get that information? Or how
I don't know. Maybe have a look on our website, Milestone Capital. Maybe there's a contact section there you can have a look at or send someone an email.
So you're not going to give me the name of your address? You're not going to tell me any information?
Yeah, I don't actually know. I wouldn't. Yeah, I don't actually know.
Where do you show up to in the morning? What does your paycheck say?
Well, it's a bit difficult for me because I'm actually doing some work experience overseas. So I'm actually from the UK, but I'm doing work in New York.
Yeah, but you've called me before. I recognize your voice.
I haven't called you
back
before,
in the corner.
I
have a recording with your voice.
It's definitely not me, sir. Definitely not me. You can check that, but yeah, this is the first time I've called you.
No, it's definitely the same number, same voice. You've called me like 3 times today from this number.
Definitely not, sir. 100%.
No, this number's called me 3 times today, which is why I answered it.
Well, maybe it wasn't me, though. I mean, like I said, it's the first time I've been speaking to you.
I have a recording with your voice and your company.
All right, well, listen, you can have a little look at that. Whatever. I told you, I don't really know the address. You can have a look on the website, have a look at the contact page, and I'm sure you can get in contact with someone there. Okay, if you're not interested in financing your business, then no worries. I guess this conversation's over.
Well, you still haven't provided me the information you required legally to provide me when you've called me at this point. So,
I don't actually know that information. So, yeah, I don't really know what you want me to do.
Well, then talk to somebody at your company and get me that information.
I don't think anyone will be available now.
And you realize you're required to provide me with this information per U.S. law, correct?
Again, I'm not sure of the U.S. law, sir.
You're calling me from New York in the U.S., calling a U.S.-based number.
Uh-huh.
You're required to follow U.S. law at this point. Your company is required.
Yeah, well, like I said, I don't really know about U.S. law, and I haven't really been told that by anyone, so yeah.
So why haven't you hung up on me yet?
I don't know, you're asking me all these questions. I'm kind of giving you the conclusion of everything. So yeah, I mean, I guess the conversation's over. Have a good day, Michael. Like I said, you can look on the contact page. Good luck. Goodbye. Have a good day.
Well, I'm not giving you permission.